The list is put together each year by the staff at the Small State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And one of the compilers, Tom Pink, says the most nominations were received for the word so. In fact, it's the second time that so has made the list.
Yes, it was on the list in 1999. People were using it a little differently then, saying things like, I am so not into this list, or I am so not into my homework. These days, people are using it to begin sentences and in places where it just doesn't seem to fit. Tom, how do you come up with this list of words and phrases each year? So we take nominations. They'll start out sort of like that. It seems to have replaced maybe it's a different word that people use as sort of a verbal crutch while they're thinking about what they're going to say. I sit in a lot of meetings during my work week, and I hear it quite a bit.
Also popular, or more accurately unpopular this year, was the word stakeholder. Formerly, it referred to someone who might actually be involved in a situation or problem, but now overused to describe customers or even voters. As one person said, Dr. Van Helsing should be the only stakeholder. Pink says another word grossly misused last year was conversation.
You see it a lot or read it a lot online after you've read a news story, you're invited to join the conversation. We hear it on radio also. And if you read comments after news stories online, you'll find that there's not much conversing going on. It's more of a scream fest. The same thing where if your supervisor says, hey, Tom, get in my office. I need to talk to you. I need to have a conversation with you, rather. There's probably not going to be much conversing there either.
Price Point has a legitimate place in economics and for people in retail, but those who nominated it for banishment bemoaned the fact that it seems to be replacing price or cost, and that it's two words where just one will do. Pink says it's like skill set that was banished a year ago. The next one on the new list received nominations from New York to Alaska, but for some, manspreading may need some explanation.
And it refers to a man who is taking up too much space in public transportation by keeping his legs spread. He's taking up two seats or a seat and a half on a bus or a train. And it apparently is a big thing in bigger cities. If you go online and do a search, you can amuse yourself with stories about how it's a problem in public transportation. And then you can also hear from men who feel that they're being discriminated against because of this phenomenon.
So it's sort of their constitutional right to take up as much room as they feel like?
Apparently, because of their anatomy.
Other offenders on the latest list include problematic, labeled a trendy replacement for that is a problem, break the internet for being an annoying bit of hyperbole, and walk it back for when someone, usually a public official, has to retract a previous statement. Lake Superior State University accepts nominations for the banishment list all year round at its website, and you can check the 800 or so words and phrases that have made the list over the past 41 years. And thanks to this being an election year, Pink looks forward, but not really, to a lot of political words and phrases topping next year's list. Stay tuned. I'm Herb Tricks.